We will be in Galatians 5, 22 through 24 this morning once again, looking at kindness. In verse 22, we read, "But the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, long-suffering, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, self-control. Against such there is no law, and those who are Christ have crucified the flesh with its passions and desires." All of God's people said, amen. This is God's word. So the fifth item we come to this morning is kindness. And I've been trying to get my head around what is the difference between kindness and goodness here. They're quite similar, actually, and I think there's quite a bit of overlap. But we will seek to apply both of them separately, and we'll look at just kindness this morning. So the Greek word for kindness, Christotes, can either be translated kindness or goodness. You could really do it either way in English. And I would define it as acting kindly towards others. Kindness is to be considerate of others, to be benevolent towards others, and to be gentle towards others. Those are some of the words you might use to describe what kindness looks like. So consideration of others, benevolence towards others, and gentleness towards others. Now, by nature, sinful people focus on their own desires. They seek their own interests. But the grace of the gospel changes all of that. The Spirit transforms us so that we're no longer self-oriented people, and that we become other-oriented people, God-oriented people. Consider, for example, Titus 3:3-6. Paul describes here the past life of the people that he's writing to, how before the grace of God appeared to them, they were very different. He says in verse 3 of Titus 3, "For we ourselves also were sometimes foolish, disobedient, deceived, serving diverse lusts and pleasures, living in malice and envy, hateful and hating one another. But after that, the kindness and love of God our Savior toward man appeared, not by works of righteousness which we have done, but according to His mercy He saved us, by the washing of regeneration and renewing of the Holy Ghost, which He shed on us abundantly through Jesus Christ our Savior." Verse 3 describes the awful reality of life outside of Christ. It is a life of malice, envy, hatred. You're giving hatred and you're receiving hatred. That's what it's describing. Hating one another and being hated. But when the kindness and the love of God our Savior appears, He saves us by His mercy. And by the washing of regeneration, He changes all of that. We're no longer hating others and being hated. We don't spend our lives in hatred. Rather, we spend our lives showing kindness towards one another. That's how you become kind, by the washing of regeneration, renewal of the Holy Spirit. So if you have grown in the grace of kindness, you will have a real interest in others. You won't spend every waking moment of your life thinking about yourself. You will spend time thinking about how you can serve and love others. And we see, of course, as we have seen with all of these exhortations, that the character of God is our best example. Luke chapter 6, verse 35, we are commanded to love our enemies here. "Love your enemies and do good and lend, hoping for nothing again, and your reward shall be great, and you shall be children of the Highest, for He is kind unto the unthankful and to the evil. Be therefore merciful as your Father also is merciful." God our Father is kind to some of the most unkind people in this world. We must also do the same. And I want to begin by breaking it down into two different areas in which we show kindness. The first one is showing kindness in the home, and then secondly, showing kindness in public, or showing kindness to strangers. That's what we'll look at here. So first of all, showing kindness in the home. How can you show kindness to your parents, your brothers and sisters? How can parents show kindness to their children? Most of us are not going to have the opportunity to pull our brother or sister out of a burning house, right? Or some extreme tragedy of a situation. We may have opportunity. That would be a kind act. But the fact of the matter is most of us have opportunity to show kindness every day in the mundane and the simple. This is where we're supposed to be showing kindness. And there are never opportunities lacking in the mundane to show kindness towards one another. For the Christian growing in the grace of kindness, the distasteful and despised duties of the household provide a good opportunity to show kindness to one another. And I want to give us three questions to consider as households that we can examine ourselves and consider how we may show more kindness to one another. So the first question is, do I often speak unkind words to people in this family, to a certain person in this family? Do I often speak unkind words to someone else in the family? And then what kind words could I speak instead of those particular unkind words? What would be the opposite of the unkind words that you are currently using? That's the first question. The second question is, what person in my family is sometimes difficult and ungrateful? Who has trouble with these things? When they act that way, when that particular person does that, what can I do to show them kindness in that situation? Because that's what God does, right? He's kind to the unthankful and the ungrateful. Then that is where we also should show kindness. So that's the second one. When someone is difficult and ungrateful in the household, how can I show them kindness? Thirdly, if there was one thing that I wish someone would do in the family for me today, who can I do that to instead? If there's one thing that you would have that person do for you today, who can you do that same thing for instead? Just applying the golden rule right there, right? We seek to do what others we would have others do unto us. So those are the three questions for us as families to consider. How can we show greater kindness to one another? Secondly, showing kindness in public or showing kindness to strangers. You'll notice that when people are more anonymous, when there's anonymity, kindness goes out the window often for people. Think about driving situations. People will honk the horn at you all the time, right? If you're in their way and you're slowing them down, they don't mind asserting themselves then. They wouldn't do that in a line at Safeway, would they? You're standing in line, you're checking out, somebody honking the horn at you, have a blowhorn right behind you in line telling you to get on it. It's hard for us to imagine that, right? Because why wouldn't they do that? Well, there might be some that would, but most people are going to be a little hesitant because you're right there. There's no anonymity. Same thing in the context of the internet, right? Get somebody behind a keyboard and they'll say some of the nastiest things imaginable, but get them in front of you and they won't say the same things. So that exposes something about mankind. It exposes that they're willing to do very unkind and wicked things to one another if it means they're not going to get in trouble for it. We don't be kind to others for the same reasons, brothers and sisters. We don't be kind just because if we're not, those people won't like us, or if we're not, we're going to get in trouble. Those are not the main reasons that we are kind. We are kind because of the kindness of God shown to us through Jesus Christ. We have so many reasons to be kind, whether we are anonymous or not, whether we're in the car or on the keyboard or any other situation where people tend to be unkind. We have the opportunity to show a very different way to the world. We represent our Savior, Jesus Christ, everywhere we go and in everything we do. In the car, on the keyboard, at checkout, Safeway, we represent the Lord Jesus Christ. And we live in the presence of God, right? We understand that everything we do is before the face of God, and therefore we seek to please Him in whatever we do. Jesus said that by our love for one another, all men would know that we are His disciples. He did not say, by this all men will know you are my disciples by how unkind you are to others. He told us that the world would know the people of Christ by their love, which is demonstrated in kindness towards everyone. As Paul said in Galatians 6:10, he says, as we therefore have opportunity, let us do good unto all men, everyone, especially unto them who are of the household of faith. But unto all men we are to show the kindness of God, because we have been shown such great kindness. So let us confess our sins to God, asking Him that He may grow us in the grace of kindness. Let's pray. O God in heaven, we thank You that You have shown us Your mercy and Your kindness by the washing of regeneration and renewal of the Holy Spirit. This is a great gift that we have received. We ask, O Lord, that as we have opportunity each day, that we would seek to show kindness. We ask that You would cleanse our hearts and minds of unkind and hateful thoughts towards others. Help us to see the opportunities sitting right before our eyes every day to show kindness to each other in our homes, at work, out and about as we are out throughout the day. May we be ready and eager to show kindness even to the ungrateful and the evil who do not seem to deserve very much kindness. We ask, O Lord, that You would help us in these things. And now we take a moment to confess our own sins before the Lord.